good meeting at Dubbo today. It's a Cup prelude day, which is the last on a seven-event card. Kev Casey joins us to preview the full meeting there. We're dealing with a softer five today, Kev.
Yeah, it should be pretty acceptable to all contestants, I would have thought, Dan. It's not a bad little meeting, as you say. The Cup prelude is the last. Cup's still a ways away. I think it's about a month away, the Cup, but it's the highlight of the day to last, with a few tricky ones as we work our way through.
Well, we kick off with the maiden race ones at 12:50, no scratchings. And Loch Gorman, number one, is the favourite from the Friedman stable at $2.80.
Well, he is, and I'm going to tip him with some trepidation. He was $1.60 favourite on a very, very wet track at Goulburn last time. He beat one home there and was beaten a long way. So you can say forgive the heavy 10 outing. He was 20-1 and just fair, I thought, on debut. But this is a race in which many of these have had a lot of tries, and he's the so-called up-and-comer here. He's getting blinkers applied. He should be able to find a prominent spot, and I am tipping him. Look, I think he's thereabouts the right mark at the current price. Capital Venture probably the main danger there. He's one of those that's had plenty of goes. He's placed 7 of his last 11, and he's going to posse handy here as well. I would have thought maybe just off the speed. So they look the two winning chances for mine. 7 Electric Feel and 11 Sensei Jackie to round out the top four there. So 1, 2, 7, 11 to open.
Gee, it'd be a good four and a half hour drive, wouldn't it, from Sydney to Dubbo, the Friedman's.
Yeah. Look, he was in at Tamworth on Friday, this horse, Loch Gorman, and bypassed that to take this on. This is an easier race, a better race from memory. I think he was drawn wide a couple of days ago, very wide. So he takes this on. Look, I'm not saying he's a real up-and-comer good horse as such. We haven't seen evidence of that as yet, but relative to the opposition here, I think he's probably a reasonable bet to start off.
Race 2, Kev, the scratchings are 1, 10, 14 and 15, and Our Little Louie has been knocking on the doors at $2.30 to break his maiden status.
Yeah, well, look, he's another one that was scratched from Tamworth on Friday to come here. He was scratched pretty quickly from that meeting. So this, they thought perhaps, was the far more suitable option. He does look right on the verge of a breakthrough for mine. Every run he's had this preparation on a 9, a 5, a 7, so a variety of going has been very good. He can get himself on speed. We've seen him do that in the past, and in the last couple, he's gotten back further, and last time he sort of railed through and was beaten there only fairly narrowly. He looks the way to go here for mine. Again, probably the right price. No absolute moral, but he looks to be the clear-cut best option here. 11 Star Shilling is my threat here, my Quinella horse. First starter, said 2 hit out at Scone last month. Does have some speed, was only beaten a length in the latest of those. I've got Star Shilling in there for second. 7 Vivenzo fronts up for New Stable, former Waterhouse Bot horse. And this horse has certainly got some respect from me, given the trials. They've been reasonable without getting too excited, but looks to posse well. And 8 All A Lady, who's had plenty of tries, is next best. 5, 11, 7 and 8 there, Dan.
Kev, race 3, no scratchings. Gee, Classy Rebel, I know, is a wet tracker. So is the track wet enough for him? He's $1.80.
Well, look, he's won 5 races this preparation already. The prep's only been going for a few months. So obviously he's flying. He did kick it off with a win on a firm track, and all what he's done lately, given we're in the depths of winter, have been on the soft or heavy 10 last start, and he did the job well. He looks to get total control here for mine, and I'm trusting him on this going. I want to go chasing sort of a little bit into the red or thereabouts, even money. Well, I think he gets the chance to control. I'll repeat that. He's obviously, you know, winning most of his starts, 5 of 8 this preparation, and he gets the chance to dominate the race. So, yes, he's on top. I thought the Dubai Tycoon was the obvious danger here. Second in a strong race, first up. That was very, very good. Covered some ground, closed out, almost got there. Drew widest there. Gets a better draw here, will be closer and might stalk to great effect. They look far and away the Quinella. Market agrees with that. 5 ahead of 1. 6, the Lion, next best. At his best, he would offer something here. Let's see whether he can do that. And 2, Echo Road, who's on the comeback. 5 and 1, clear away from 6 and 2 there for mine.
First look at the main quaddie, race number 4, and the scratchings at 12, 13, 14 and 15. Looks like there's a number of chances, but Miss Kajiki, who is drawn out to wide, if not the outside gate, at $3.40, heads the market.
Yeah, that's right. I'm with 3 here, Dan. Messy Miss, who's the Dubbo specialist. She's won 3 from 3. This is her home track, and she returns here for the first time this prep. So you look at those figures, they're pretty compelling. She's been able to win on, you know, soft 5 or better. She gets that today. No excuses last time, but I think she can posse pretty well here. Maybe just off the front here, you know, midfield-ish, or maybe just forward of midfield. We'll see about that. I wouldn't get too dismayed if she was further back than that. But, yeah, sort of just putting trust in her on her home deck here that she can lift what she did last time. 9 Miss Kajiki is a very strong chance, no doubt about that. Again, she looks to find a spot here, and she's drawn way out wide. She may have to travel deep all the way, but her return at Scone was very, very good. In and she's sort of got a little bit of a bit of promise about her in terms of the fact, well, she's only won 1 from 9, but she looks to have the scope where she could go away and win, you know, 5 or 6 races in her career. That, you know, she probably needs to have that scope to be competitive here, and I think she will be. 3 ahead of 9, 7 Nicola, next best, a first up winner, needs to back that up. It should do, just needs to cross over there. I think she'll find the front. And the other one that I'll put in is Ryland's Pick, who won on debut and then struck a wet track and really didn't cope at all well at her subsequent start. Let's see whether she can bounce back there. 3, 9, 7 and 8 for race number 4.
Second event at Hillsville Greyhounds is about 4 minutes away. At the moment, Rip Jazz, number 4, is the $2.40 fixed odds favourite. Speaking with Kev Casey, previewing the Dubbo program, we're up to race 5. The scratchings are 7, 14, 15 and 16. And the top weight, Silver Deal, number 1, or won't be top weight after the claim, but we're Saddlecloth 1. It's at 2.30.
Well, I think she's the one here today that we need to ask a big question. Can you cope with a drier track? Can you get to switch onto the soft 5 and be as effective as you have been? Her 2 wins this prep have been on heavy 8 last start and heavy 10 earlier this preparation. She's unplaced from 6 starts on better than heavy, including 5 on good tracks. And there was 1-2 starts ago on soft 7 that was also pretty good. She was only beaten half a length there. So onto the dry. Look, this is her first prep up this way. Her first up run that was on dry, we look at that. She just sort of batted away there, but it was, you know, it was on return. I'm putting my faith in her that she can find that perfect spot in run. There's no question about that. I think she should be able to do it. You know, soft 5, we look at that track rating, we think, okay, there's a touch of give there. It's not rock hard. Hopefully she can cope with that, and the claim does help. So 1 on top. 3 Cooper next best. I think this is a horse who can certainly get on speed as well, and from there should be able to expect much better than it was just too wet for him last time at Cowra. He was gone early in that race. 5 Ollivander next in line for me, and just off heavy again. We're asking the question about Ollivander. And 11 Sensacova, who's been around a long, long time for only 4 wins. Can fit in there as a top 4 chance. 1, 3, 5 and 11 for race 5.
Race 6, the scratchings are 2, 6, 13 and 16. And number 3, Now You Know Me, is the $2.20 fixed odds favourite.
Yeah, I'm with the toppy here. Jervis is a last start winner at Narrow Mine, narrowly on a heavy track but has won on dry as well, gets to an on-pace position. This is a race devoid of much speed. I think he will have the chance here from a low draw to be sort of right there breathing down the leader's necks. And I think he's a great chance here of upsetting the favourite three now. You know me, he's next in line, backing away from a scone run where missed a start, copped a check, it all went wrong to Dubbo here where he has good form. They look the two for mine. Chapter Guy next best, Rusty Hawk also in the mix. 1-3-8-11 for race six.
1-3-8-11. We're a minute away from Healesville, so we'll have a look at race seven. The scratchings are 3, 4, 13 and 16. And the favourite is number one, Iger at 280.
Yeah, I'm with Seven Wish Filly here, who's been up forever, but is racing in pretty good form. Bit flat last time. This will be a test as to whether she can back up and is still sort of racing in good heart. I think she can cross and lead up here. Not cross, she's drawn the inside, but she can boot out and lead. Iger, who was a good winner two back, no excuses last time, but this is within his scope. He can cross up and be in attendance with her. So seven ahead of one, I think there'll be one, two in run as well. Two, Slaty Bay, next in line. He's a gentleman also in the mix, although looks pretty short. 7-1-2-9 to close.
So it's time to find out what Kev thinks are the best on the program. His play of the day and Quaddy.
Yeah, look, thanks, Dan. I'm with, as the best, I'm in race two here. This horse called Our Little Louie, number five. As mentioned, was entered on Friday. This looks a more suitable race. And after, a string of placings, today does look the day for Our Little Louie. Our race, our Little Louie in race two, horse five. Now, the value for me, race six, number one, Jervis, is a great chance of upsetting the favourite there. And I think is a solid bet at the current price. Quaddy numbers for me, first leg 3, 7 and 9. The second leg 1, 3 and 5. Third leg 1, 3, 8 and 11. And we come home with 1, 2, 7 and 9 in the Quadrella. If you wanted to play of the day there, I think Casey Waddell's got a great book of rides, tipping her to ride several winners or a few winners today anyway. So looks the goods there. I think it's the current favourite around about 260. So that'd be my play.
Okay. And Quaddy selections, Kev?
Well, pardon me, Dan. What was that?
The Quaddy?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I'd have some confidence in that, but Quaddies and I haven't been getting on lately all that well. But those numbers are hopefully they'll do the trick for us.
All right, no worries. I was writing them down and then I lost my track of thought there. Just keeping you on your toes, Kev.
Good man. No worries.
Good on you, mate. Have a great day today at with the Dubbo Tips.